This is the Daf Yomi Masechet Review, Masechet Gittin, tape number 2.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Rav Shlomo David ben Rav Yaakov Tzuvia Halevi Heber, Zichron Livracha. Our Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
Gittin Daf Chof Dalad, the beginning of Perek Gimel, Kol HaGet, the Mishnah. Any get which wasn't written Lishma for these two specific people that are involved, that get is possible. For example, if a man had two wives named Rachel, one was older and one was younger. If he wrote a get for the older Rachel, he cannot use it now to be Megarish, the younger Rachel. And the Gemara says, for these cases of get Lishma, we say Ein Brera, that if you're not sure who you're writing it for, you can't determine it at a later date who it's written for, but rather, it must be written from the beginning, Lishma. If there are two Yosef ben Shimons in the same city, each could write a Shtar Chayv and come to claim money from the Leiva, as we see in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Ayin Beis. And the Leiva cannot say, I don't owe you money, but rather I owe the other Yosef ben Shimon money. If a woman becomes a Grusha, she is also to marry a Kayin, even if it's just a partial get. It's a get that hasn't been completed, and it kind of appears to be a get. It's called a Reach HaGet. Even at that point, she is also a Kahuna. In the cases of our Mishnah, which aren't really Gittin, but since they have a Reach HaGet, they passel the Isha from Kahuna. But Rabbi Yochanan says, the cases in the Mishnah do not have a Reach HaGet, therefore the Isha would be Mutter Likahuna. Daf Chofei. The Gemara has a discussion in regard to the halachic principle of Brera. If someone does an act, for example, separating Truma, or performing Kiddushin, and specifies that the effect of his act should be dependent on a subsequent event, the principle of Brera says that the subsequent event will have an effect on the act retroactively. There's a machlekes amongst the Tanayim, whether in fact there is such a halakhic principle of yesh brera, or do we say that subsequent event cannot retroactively affect the act, i.e. ein brera. Brera works because we say huver hadavar lemafreya, that now, later on, it now becomes clear to us, sort of like Monday morning quarterback, what should have happened before, and therefore the particular thing takes effect even from before. An example brought down in our Gemara is if one person says, the two lugin, which I separate later, should become truma. The view of Yesh Brera holds that the truma immediately takes effect on the two lugin, which have not yet been defined. This view holds that when he eventually separates the two lugin, we say in retrospect, huvra dabla mefreya, that those were the two lugin that were originally intended. Therefore, the hafrashas truma, the separation of truma, takes immediate effect. And the rest of the wine is immediately rendered chulin, and permissible to drink, even before he actually separates and identifies the tulugin that he wants to be truma. The opinion of Ein Brera holds that the subsequent separation cannot retroactively render the rest of the wine chulin, and therefore it is usser to drink the wine right now, because we don't know which two are actually going to be the truma. Taisus in Erevin Daf Lamed Zayin cites two opinions which fundamentally disagree with regard to understanding the view of Ein Brera. One opinion maintains that according to the view of Ein Brera, his entire declaration does not take effect, inasmuch as it is based on something undefined. His subsequent separation of the tulugin and the wine therefore remain in its original tevel state. A second opinion maintains that even if we say Ein Brera, nevertheless the declaration of Truma does take effect. However, there is no principle of Brera, the subsequent choice of a tulugin cannot halachically clarify that those are the actual tulugin of Truma. Therefore, the view of Ein Brera holds that the Truma remains permanently undefined. Therefore, the entire barrel is considered Suffolk Truma, since each and every lug in the barrel is possibly the actual Truma. There are several halachic ramifications of this dispute. An obvious one is whether a Kayin can drink from the wine. According to the first opinion, the wine is Tevel. Therefore, even a Kayin is forbidden to drink it. Whereas according to the second opinion, the wine is Suffolk Truma, and therefore a Kayin who is allowed to drink Truma may drink the wine. Another halachic ramification is whether it is at all possible to subsequently render the wine permissible to a non-kayin later on. According to the first opinion, nothing at all took effect. Therefore, if the owner now separates truma, now, the wine becomes mutter. Whereas according to the second opinion, all the wine is a suffic truma, and therefore nothing can be done to render the wine permissible to a non-kayin. If a man had two wives with the same name, and he said to the sefer, write the get for whichever one walks out of the door first. Well, this would fall into the same machlekes that we said before. If we say yesh brera, it could be done. But if he says ein brera, there's no hovra davar lemafreya, therefore you're not allowed to do this. If a man said to his two sons, whoever comes up to Yerushalayim first will be zeichet to participate in my Karban Pesach. He did this not really to give one of them the ability to participate, rather to be mezarez them, both of them, to come quickly with their families. This is also a machlekes if we say yesh brera or ein brera. But as soon as the first brother comes in, he could also be mezaka for the second brother as well. Halakeach yayin miben hakusim. This is the famous case of yesh or ein brera. If someone was buying wine from kusim, 100 lugin of wine, and he must take off truma, but he has no keli to take truma off with, he can say two lugin, which I'll later specify, should be chal, which are now in the barrel. In other words, later on I will say whoever adavr melafreya, that's a two, which I identify later, those will be the two which right now take effect, those specifically will be the truma, i.e. we say yesh brera. So if he does this, he can be mafresh truma, he can be mafresh maiser. This is the shita of Rameir, that he can drink now, because we say yesh brera. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yasi, and Rabbi Shimon say he cannot do this, because they hold ein brera. This is a case of Taila Badas Atzmai, since he decides which two lugin to make into truma later on, which subsequently will fall back to right now. However, if this would be Taila Badas Acherim, for example, somebody getting sick, then we may be able to say Yesh Brera according to Rabbi Yehuda. If a man says, I am being Boil you, on the condition that my father is maskim to this marriage, the Tanakama holds, even if the father isn't maskim, the Tanai is Batal, and the Kedushin is Chal, since we say Ein Adam Oisa Bilasai Bilas Znus. Rabbi Shimon says, if the father wants, the Kedushin is good, since we say Yesh Brera. If he doesn't want, the Kedushin isn't Chal, since the Tanai was Chal. Daf Chof Vav, the Mishnah. A Sefer who was writing Form Gittin. He was writing the Typhsin, not the Tyrophin. In other words, the Typhus is the main part of the Get, which is the body of the Get. The Tyroph is a specific whose, what's, where's, and when's the actual Get was written. But if the Sefer was writing Form Gittin, so he should be prepared when somebody comes about a specific divorce, that he can just fill in the names of the people and the dates and so on. Even if he knows about a specific imminent get, he must leave blank the name of the man, the woman, and the date. The same blanks must be left for a shtar halva, even though shtari mammon don't need lishma, but you still have to leave it blank anyway. This is a gzeira midrabanim, to keep him from doing this on a get also. Rabbi Yehuda passels all of these shtars, even form gittin, with names left blank. So you have to start every get right from scratch. There's no such thing as writing form gittin. Those are not kasha. Rabbi Elazar says, all of these are kasha, except gitei nashim, since it says v'kasavla, and that tells us it has to be lishma. Gemara. Rameir says, edei chasima karsi, but our Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar, who holds edei mesira karsi. That's why the typhus, the basic text of the get, can be written even shalei lishma. The reason there was a takana to allow seifrim to write typhsin shalei lishma is to allow the seifrim to be more productive during their free time, i.e. they're able to write a bunch of form gittin in advance, sort of in an assembly line style. Or, the reason they allowed this, was because if a husband has to run out of town quickly, and he wants a get, a sefer may not have enough time to write a full get. And the woman could be left as an aguna for the rest of her life if the husband runs out of town and never gives her a get. Therefore, mishum iguna ikilu be'rabanan, the rabbanan allowed the seferim to write these form gittin. If a man says, write a get for my arusa, so when I have nesuin, I can divorce her, this get is no good, since it's a get yoshan. This is what Ula holds. This gzera was made, so people shouldn't say the get was given to her, and then she conceived a child with him, biznus. Shema yemru gita kaidem livna, as the Klal Gemara says. This is also, in general, why we need a date on a get, so there shouldn't be anybody talking about things that may or may not have happened, legabi, biznus. And finally, the halacha in our Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar, who says Seferim cannot write even types of shalei lishma, because we're afraid they may come to write the tarif shalei lishma. Daf Chav Zayin, the Mishnah. If Shliach brought a get, but lost it, if he found it immediately, it's kosher. But if he didn't find it immediately, it's pasul, since it may be a different get than the one he brought. If he found them in a keli, in a chafisa, or in a luskama, it's kosher, since he put them there as a simon. The Gemara. Anything that has a written confirmation of Bezdin, we assume it was given to its intended destination person. So if it's found, you can give it to that particular person. The only time we say that if he doesn't find the get immediately, it becomes pasul, is if it's a makam shahashiyarais mitsuyas, a place where a lot of caravans come, i.e. it's possible that the get he found is one that was dropped outside of one of those caravans, and those people were sitting on the caravan, and the get fell out of it. That's why we're so concerned that it might be a different get. Masha'in Kane, if it's a place that caravans don't come through very often, we can be more makel, because the odds are if they found the get, it's probably the get that was actually written. If there was a simen muvhak, a clear-cut simen on the shtar, like a hole in a very specific place, we can also be more makel, since the odds are that the shtar he found with this clear simen was the one that he actually lost. If a person has tfias ayin, that he can clearly recognize his shtar, if he's a Talmud Chacham, we can believe him if he says that it is his shtar. When the Mishnah says he must find the lost shtar immediately, what does that mean? Reb Nosson says that it was out of his hand long enough that a caravan could stop there and camp out. That's considered long enough that the get could potentially become puzzle. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, as long as someone saw that no one else came, then we're not necessarily concerned. But if it was possible that someone else came to the area, then this is not considered la'alter, it's not considered immediately, and we have to be machmer. Rabbi says, it's a shear of how long it takes to write a get. Rabbi Yitzchak says, the time it takes to read a get. And the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Daf Chav Ches, background. A person has a chazaka that he is alive unless we know he's dead. And the Mishnah says, if a shliach brings a get and the original husband was sick or old, he can give the get based on the chazaka that the husband is still alive. And we're not chayshish for the fact that maybe he died, and therefore once he died, you're not allowed to give the get, because ein get la'achar misa. If a bas Yisrael is married to a kohen, when her husband travels, she can still continue to eat truma, since there's a chazaka that he's still alive. And we don't have to be chayshish that maybe he died. The Gemara. Rava says, this kula for an old man is only if he didn't reach gvurais. In other words, he didn't reach 80 years old. But if he's over 80 years old, or he's a geisis, he's very sick, then he isn't becheskas chai, and the shliach cannot give the get so easily. But if he lives past age 90, we reapply the cheskas chai, since he's strong enough to be likely to remain alive for a long period of time. Therefore, we can assume that he's still alive if it was given. The Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Prata says three things, and the Chachamim confirmed his words. Number one, if a city is surrounded, or a boat is being tossed in the sea, or a person who is being taken to judgment, these are all people who are becheskas kayamin. These are people who have a chazak of being alive. But if the city was conquered, or the boat was lost, or the person was taken to die, we apply the chumras of someone who is dead. For example, a bas Yisrael is married to a kayin, cannot continue to eat truma. The Gemara. This halacha that we can assume he's alive, if he was being taken to judgment, that's only by a Jewish court, since a schus could later save him. But if he was judged to have death, to be put to death in a court of goyim, we assume he'll be killed, since they won't change their mind once they proclaim that he should die. If a guy says edus, which is mesiach lefi tumai, it was something that we didn't ask him for edus, but rather he said a particular thing that was sort of off the cuff and in passing, so he didn't realize that we were judging his words in order to be used as testimony, then we can believe him. But that's only if it's not something that he's directly involved in. But if he has a particular interest in the edus, i.e. his opinion may be biased, then we can't believe him, even mesiach lefi tumai. Daf Chav Tes. Sometimes, even a goyish court, you need to be chayshish, that a gemar din was reversed, because maybe they were bribed. If you heard from a Jewish court that a man was dead, you can believe them. But if you heard from a goyish court, you can't believe them, since maybe they took a bribe. The Mishnah. If someone became a shliach to bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, so we don't need to say b'fanei nechta, but he became sick, he could then appoint a second shliach to finish the delivery job. But if he was made a shliach to bring a get, and to bring a particular piece of metalfalin, the shliach said, do me a favor, bring this get to this woman, and bring this particular item to this woman, then you can't stam make a second shliach, since the mishaleach normally doesn't want a pikudin going into someone else's hands. And the Gemara says, if Reuven said to Shimon, bring this get to my wife, Shimon can make Levi a shliach also, as the second shliach. But if he said, you should bring this get to my wife, then he can't do that. Shimon ben Gamliel says, in both cases, he must do it by himself, and in either case, can he actually appoint a second shliach. Rebbe learned that a shayel, a person who borrows something, or a renter who rents something, has no reshus to give that item to someone else for them to use, because he only borrowed it because the owner wanted to trust him with it, but to give it to somebody else, that he's not allowed to do. The Mishnah. If a shliach brought a get from a dinas hayam, where b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam is required, and he became sick, if he wants to appoint a replacement shliach to continue the shlichus, it must be done in front of a bezdin. In bezdin, he says, b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, and when shliach number two delivers the get, he just says, I'm a shliach of bezdin. The Gemara. What if they want a third shliach, a shliach l'shliach, to do the shlichus? Then a bezdin must appoint this also. But in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi says, it can be done even without a bezdin. Daf Lamed. Bezdin is allowed to appoint a second shliach to deliver a get either in the presence of the original shliach or not in the presence of the original shliach. And finally, the Gemara says if a person makes a t'nai that a get should be chal on a condition that a certain event happens, and the event does happen, but it only happens due to an inus, it's a machlekes if the get is chal. Do we say yesh einis begitten or not? The Mishnah. If someone lends money to a kain, Levi, or an ani, as an advance against his future matana to them, i.e. to a kain truma, to a Levi meiser, or to an ani meiser ani, he can be mafresh on their behalf of the kain, Levi, or ani, on the assumption that they're still alive. Hamed davar al cheskasei, and he doesn't have to be chayshish that they died in the interim. If the kain died, he needs reshus from the yarshim to continue doing this. The Gemara. Rab says, he is mafresh the matana here, because he has a certain favorite kain or a levi that he always gives his truma or meiser to this favorite kain or levi. So the other kohanim then give up hope of ever receiving truma from this particular balabais. According to Shmuel, he makes an actual kinyan zechiah to this kain via a third person. Zachin la'adam shalei b'fanav. The Gemara says a person can make a deal to eventually receive produce at the kishar hazoil, the cheaper produce price, but he must make this deal at the beginning of the deal. The reason we're not chayshish for ribis, i.e. that he might be receiving produce worth more than the real value of the produce, we're not chayshish for this, since he has an equal chance that the value will go down, just in the same way that it goes up and he might make a little bit of money, the same way it might go down and he might lose a little bit of money. It's like something when you're dealing with currency exchange. Let's say a person prepays a hotel room in the United States, a hotel room in London, and the prepay price is $200 for 2 months from now. So the pound sterling may go up, which would work in a person's favor, because he's set it at $200. But it could also go down, which would work against you. So it might be you may pay more, but it might be you may pay less if you prepay. Same concept applies here when we're dealing with produce. The odds of becoming rich are much lower than the odds of dying. Therefore, we're not chayshish that an ani will become an usher. So if someone tells you that your friend died, you can believe him. But if someone tells you that your friend became rich, you do not necessarily, or you shouldn't necessarily believe him, because the odds are that he did not become rich. And finally, if a Yisrael said to a Levi, your meiser is in my hands, we're not chayshish for Truma's meiser. Daf Lamed Aleph. Just like Truma Gedayla can be taken off, unscientifically, as this is referred to, Niteles Ba'aymed, or just through Machshava, without actually choosing the specific Paris, so too Truma's meiser can be taken off unscientifically and just through Machshava. The Mishnah. If someone sets aside Paris in order to eventually use them for Truma's and meisers, he can be mafresh from these Paris even when he's not in front of them, and assume that they're still intact. Hamei davar al cheskase, and not that anything happened to them. If he later on found that they were lost, he must be concerned for 24 hours. This is what Rabbi Lazar says, and he may have to remafresh. Rabbi Yehuda says, a person must check barreled wine 3 times per year to be sure that it didn't change to vinegar, because if it did, he wouldn't be able to use it for trumas and meisers. The 3 checkpoints are after Sukkot, when the easterly wind blows Motzoya Chag, as it's referred to, at the time of the Haitzas Smadr, and at the time of Knesis Mayim Babayser. And the Gemara asks, what's the pshat that we're being chayshish for Me'es Leis for the 24 hours? Before we mentioned that if he found that they were lost, he must be concerned for 24 hours. What does that mean? Rabbi Yechanan says, go back 24 hours from now. Rabbi Lazar says, 24 hours from the beginning, which is more of a machmedika shita. Gemara says, if a mikveh was measured and it was found to be chaser, didn't have the 40 saw that it's supposed to, we say that all people who were tevel in it are proclaimed tamei retroactively, even beyond the previous mei slice, the previous 24 hours. There are 3 times of the year that people sell grains. Number 1, before the time of planting. Number 2, at the end of the time of planting. And number 3, 15 days before Pesach, which is in order to make matzahs. And 3 times a year they sell wine, 15 days before Pesach, 15 days before Shavuos, and 15 before Sukkos. But afkamina lahalacha is if 2 shutfin own these paris, and one wants to sell without the reshus of the other. So if it's not within one of these periods of time, then one can't do it without the reshus of the other. But if it's within 15 days of Pesach, 15 days of Sukkot, and so on, then it's okay to sell even without the reshus of the other, since these are popular sale periods. In Maftir Yaina and Sefer Yaina, what does the east wind of Charishus mean? What is it referring to? Our answer is it makes furrows in the sea, like Charish, like plowing. There are 4 winds that blow every day, and the northerly wind blows with all of them to moderate the temperature. Without this northerly wind, the world could not exist, even for a Shah Achas. Also, the southern wind is the strongest, and if not for the Malach Nates, who controls it, it would destroy the entire world. Finally, an easterly wind could damage a woman who is pregnant and cause her to lose her child. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin Parak Dalet, HaShelech, from Daf Lamed Beis, the Mishnah. If a person sends a get to his wife via a shliach, which is okay, as we know, the klal is shluchai shel adam kemaise. So just like a person could deliver a get by himself, he could send a shliach to deliver the get. If he met the shliach when he was en route to make the delivery, and he said to the shliach, I want to cancel your shliachas. The get becomes batal, and the woman is not divorced, since he was mevatel the get. But once the get reached her hands, and then the husband at that point wanted to be mevatel the get, it's too late. She already received the get, and she's already divorced. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah enumerates seemingly duplicate cases to tell us about cases where a man plays games with the chaleis of a get just to be mitzayer his wife. If the husband uses the words batal, or I don't want the get, we say dvarav kayamin, because he meant exactly what he said. But if he says pasal, or enoy get, we don't accept his words, since they aren't signs that he wants to be mevatel it mikan ulahaba, which is what's needed, because this get in of itself is a kashra document that was done kedasu kedin, as a get. So lamafreya he can't pasal it, he can only do it mikan ulahaba, so he needs to use words that indicate he means that he wants to pasal it mikan ulahaba. Abaya says the halacha is that a shliach matana is equivalent to a shliach leget, that the sender has the right to be mevatel the shlichus, and the shliach has no rishus to give the matana. And this klal is relevant to the fact that hoylech lav kischi. As background, we know that shluchai shel adam kemaisei, and if Reuven wants to be kind of something for Shimon, for his own good, he can be zeichet even without Shimon's knowledge, due to the klal of zachin lo adam shalei b'fanav. But that kinyan is only good if you were zeichet in it. However, if you just told someone, take it to Shimon, it's not a full zechiah, since he said hoylech. Therefore, hoylech is lav kischi. And therefore, as long as you just told somebody to go with it, and you weren't actually mezaket, therefore it's not good. Because we say, hoylech lav kischi. The Gemara says, once a person is mevatel a get, can he retract his bittel and say it still is good, or not? According to Rabbi Yochanan, he can. Since when you're mevatel the get, you're only mevatel the shlichas, but the get remains intact. According to Rabbi Sheshes, he cannot. Since once you're mevatel the whole get, you can't use it anymore. And the halacha is like Reb Nachman. How many people are needed in order to be mevatel the get? Reb Nachman says it has to be done in front of two, since two can be called a bezdin, as we learned by a prosbel. And Reb Sheshes says in front of three, since a bezdin is equal to three people. Just to give you a little bit of background, what a prosbel is a case where we know that normally Shemitah causes all chayvis not to be chal, it's mevatel al chayvis, and Hillel HaZaken was mesaken the halacha of prosbel, so that people would still lend money even before Shemitah. Because if you knew, for example, that in 6 months when Shemitah comes, if you lent somebody $1,000, that they would not be mechuyev to give you back the $1,000 when Shemitah comes, you wouldn't lend the person money. Therefore, what was happening was people were not lending money before Shemitah, and poor people were losing out. Therefore, Hillel HaZaken was mesaken this halacha of prosbel, so people would still lend money during or just before the Shemitah year. How does prosbel work? It works because the money is not really owed to the person who lent the money, but rather the person who lends the money writes in a shtar that all the chayvis become owed to Bezdin. Therefore, since Bezdin is pater from the rule of chayvis during Shemitah, and anything that's owed to Bezdin is still owed to Bezdin even during Shemitah, therefore the money would still be owed even during the year of Shemitah. That's the klal of prosbel. Daf Lamed Gimel. In the beginning, if a person wanted to be mevatel a get, he sent to his wife, he would just do it in front of the Bezdin. But Rabban Gamliel HaZaken was mesaken that he must first tell the shliach or his wife that he is mevatel the get, then he can do this whole thing through Bezdin. This gzera was made mipnei tikkun ha'olam, for the betterment of the world. According to Rabbi Yochanan, this was to prevent mamzerim, i.e., she'll remarry without knowing the get was batel, and then the children will be mamzerim because she's an eishes ish. That's why he has to first notify her that he's planning on doing this. According to Reish Lakish, it was to prevent women from becoming agunas. She'll be stuck, unable to remarry, because this person will have been mevatel. She never will have been communicated to properly, and therefore the get won't be chal, therefore she'll never be able to remarry. That's why Mishum Tikkun Ha'olam, Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken was mesaken this gzera. The Gemara. What if someone didn't listen to the takana of Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken and simply was mevatel in front of a bezdin, but never communicated to the shliach or to his wife? According to Rabbi, it's good, and the get is still cancelled. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he can't, since Makayach Bezdin Yafa, i.e., then what good is the takana of Rabban Gamliel HaZaken? Bezdin made a takana, and here we're saying that takana doesn't mean anything if a person was mevatel. The Gemara then asks, how can the Rabbanan be oikra daraisa? I.e., according to the Torah, she's still considered an eishes ish. Comes Rabban Gamliel HaZaken and says the get stays intact and isn't batel, which would make her not an eishes ish, and would be makel on the laws of the Torah, which says she is an eishes ish. The Gemara answers, since we say kol ha-mekadesh adai to the Rabbanan mekadesh, all kedushin are done in a way that the Rabbanim would want the Kedushin to be Chal. Once the Rabbanan didn't want it to be Chal, then it's not Chal. As we know, we say by Kedushin, Harei at Mekudeshes li Kedash Moshe v'Yisrael. What is Kedash Moshe v'Yisrael? That the Kedushin is Chal, but it's done Kedash Moshe v'Yisrael, that only according to Bezin Bezdin doesn't want it to be chal at any point, then it's not chal. In practice, what this basically means is that every Jewish marriage is initially conditioned upon rabbinical approval. Therefore, in this case of bitul haget, the rabbanim are empowered to allow the woman to remarry simply by revoking the rabbinic decree of the original kedushin, thereby nullifying the entire marriage. Consequently, she is now permitted to remarry even in minat Torah, since she technically was never married in the first place. If a person said to 10 people, write a get for my wife, according to Rabbi, he can be mevatel some of these 10 and say, I don't need some of them. And this can be done not in front of all of them. He doesn't need all of them to do this. This wasn't included in the takana of Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, all 10 must be present to be mevatel some of them. This machlokes is based on the question of edus shebatla bitla miktsasai batla kula. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, partial bitl messes up the others. What if he said, all of you, kulchem, should be there when I write the get? That's a machlokes. Daf Lamed Daled. Yisayimim who are ketanim who need to divide a Yerusha from their father. So Bezdin appoints an apitropos, a guardian, and when they grow up, they can protest about the portion if they're not happy with it. Reb Nachman says, they cannot protest, because if they could, makayach Bezdin yafa. What good is the power of Bezdin? Bezdin was the one that put them in there to do it, so why should they be able to protest? However, the klal of makayach Bezdin yafa only applies to Hilchas Mamanus, not necessarily by Isurim, i.e. by get. If someone is Megala Das, reveals his feelings about bitul get, but doesn't say so explicitly, is it a bitul or not? According to Abaya, it's not a valid cancellation, so the get is still good. Rava says, it is also a good bitul, so the get is batul. Abaya's raya is if a man said to some people, if I do not come back within 30 days, let this get be chal. He came back on day 30, and there was no ferry to take him across the river to get to the city. So he screamed, Chazud asai, look, I came back, i.e., I don't want the get to be chal. So Abaya says, this is not considered that he came back, since he never actually crossed the river, so the get is good. This proves that Gilui Das is not sufficient, and the get is good, just like Abaya. The halach is like Reb Nachman, that bittel can be done in front of two, and that we paskin like Rebbe in his two cases. And the halach is like Nachmeni, that Gilui Das isn't enough. Nachmeni, Rashi says, is referring to Abaya, since Abaya was a Yosam, who was raised by Rava Bar Nachmeni. It's interesting to point out that we know all over Shas, when there's a machlekes between Rava and Abaya, we paskin always like Rava, except in six cases. Six cases are what's abbreviated by Ya'al Kigam. Here, what we just referred to is one of the six cases. The Gimel in Ya'al Kigam is Gilui Das Beget, that if a person reveals his feelings, that's not sufficient for Bitul HaGet, and the get remains intact and is not batal, because Gilui Das is not enough. This is the Shita of Abaya, and this is one of the six cases of Ya'al Kigam. The Mishnah. In a get, you must write the name of the husband, the name of the wife, and the name of their cities. If they were known by different names, i.e. one name in the hometown and one name where the get was given, for example, in one city he's known as Yankel, but in the other city he's known as Jake, where he grew up, so there's a difference in names, they used to write only the name where the get was given. Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken was Mesaken, that you would write the name where the get was given plus the words the Chol Shum Sheyeshlai, and any other name he has. This was Mipnei Tikkun Olam, so there would be no confusion later on. These words, the Chol Shem Sheyeshlai, Rashi explains that he was concerned that the get may be delivered in a town where the husband or the wife is known by another name. This eventually can lead to Laz, rumors that her children from the next marriage are Mamzerim, because people may say that the get that she had in hand is not from the first husband and is invalid. There is, however, a fundamental disagreement amongst the Rishayim as to the exact nature of Rabbi Gamliel's takana, Rabbi Gamliel's decree that says that besides writing the name of the husband and get on the get, the Sefer must also write the words V'chol Shem Sheyeshle, as this is brought in Al Hadaf. Rashi maintains that the takana simply was that the Sefer must include this extra phrase of V'chol Shem Sheyeshle in every get, so that people will infer that the husband may have been once known by another name, that they will not be Maitzi Laz, generate any rumors. This is the opinion of many Rishayim, and is codified as the halacha by Rabbi Yosef Karo in the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Tam, however, disagrees with Rashi and maintains that the takana was actually to spell out in the get all the names, husbands and wives, not just to imply that he may have another name. This opinion is cited in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, and he concludes with a kain nayagin. This is our custom.